When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey! Thank you, Trevor, you magnificent bastard. We're back. Folks, it's only Thursday, and this week's already messier than Nia Long's DMs, okay? Man, the Florida hurricane's so bad, Ron DeSantis is gonna send the whole damn state to Martha's Vineyard, all right? Joe Biden tried to start a conversation with a dead congresswoman. Though at his age, maybe he does see dead people, you know? Going back and forth. Meanwhile, the British economy's so bad, they're gonna dig up the queen and put her back to work. And the U.S. stock market lost total $9 trillion of people's money. $9 trillion. To quote the weather girls, it's about to start raining men. Y'all know what that meant? Okay. We'll be talking about all that and more with my guests, Kara Swisher, Jason Lee, and Yamaniga, Queen Nyla. Let's get it. All right, it's been a hell of a week, and here to talk about it is the baddest panel in late night, journalist and the host of On With, Kara Swisher. Kara Swisher is here. That's right. The creator of Hollywood Unlocked, he needs no introduction, Jason Lee. And a comedian who stars in Life and Beth on Hulu, Yamanika. And Kenya, the creator, Barris, is dropping by to chat with us later on. But here's what I want to talk about tonight. Topic one. Celtics head coach Ime Udoka. I just learned how to pronounce his name. He received a one-year suspension for allegedly long-stroking a married staffer when the only long he should have been concerned with is the one he had at home named Nia. Okay? Now, this is bigger than Ime and should serve as another teachable moment for men everywhere to stop self-sabotaging. All right? It's the reason we out here screaming black men don't cheat, but we really have to all lives matter this situation and extend that daily affirmation to say all men don't cheat because the self-sabotage is at an all-time high. Okay? The brother had it all. All right? We had a Godiva chocolate goddess in Nia Long. You had a great job with a white dentist salary, and you risked it all for the most basic Becky in Boston. First off, man, what kind of fool cheats on Nia Long? That's just not bad taste. That's bad karma. What do you think, Jason?
Well, you know the person I blame, for real, right?
Talk to me.
You.
Why?
Because you're constantly saying black men don't cheat when you know damn well that's a lie.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Listen, who cheats in here, right? All y'all cheat.
No, but I ain't see a black man say nothing.
No, but seriously, I mean, he followed the playbook that Jay-Z laid out for everybody. Mm-hmm. That you can cheat on somebody who's rich, successful, beautiful, who probably smells better than a lot of people that they've been around and still get away with it. And so, I don't know. I think he's proving you wrong.
Well, black men don't cheat is not just a statement. Like, I'm saying, hey, black men, don't cheat.
I've never heard you say it like
that's
that.
That's what it means. But Yamanika, why do so many men do this? Like, it feels like as soon as they get to a certain level of success, they go straight to the self-sabotage. What is it?
I don't know why half the men do what they do, but I know women better get out here and start cheating too. See, that's why we ain't going nowhere, because you bitches got quiet. If somebody cheating on you, I'm cheating on you, everybody cheating. And we'll meet up on Thursday and get together. Thursday will be our relationship day, since you can't stop cheating and neither can I.
But at least when y'all cheat smart. This man was literally sleeping with the scheduler. So all the time...
This
is why we have to stop sex shaming. I think ultimately grown people are just doing what grown people do.
But you still gotta have some type of discipline though. Like it's power and self-control, right?
Yeah, there is power and self-control. Yes. But they...
Is there though?
Look at them clapping. How many of y'all got self-control? Listen, I'm a big bitch, I ain't got it. Now, I'm telling you right now, listen, if somebody gonna cheat, you have to be committed if you're gonna be committed. If you're not gonna be committed, don't be committed.
Kara, talk to me.
I'm a lesbian, so I don't know.
Right.
Oh, lesbians don't cheat. That's
not true.
Okay.
But it's a lot more drama. We don't know the circumstances of this, first of all. I'm a reporter, so we don't know exactly what happened. It's consensual, not consensual, whatever, power, this and that. But I think some of us do rush to judgment, and then there's a Twitter, like, storm. There's some very clear predatory behavior. There's some confused stuff at work. There's all kinds of things. So some of the things we have to think about is, do we get pleasure, the schadenfreude, from, like, the Try Guys or... the guy from Maroon 5, you know, it gets into a meme and everyone just enjoys it.
You don't know
it.
No black people to cheat? Maroon 5? No.
I just found out about the Try Guys. I have no idea who they are, but my white riders are so upset
limited.
About this.
It's not limited.
Right,
to,
isn't it?
Well,
it's
I ain't gonna lie. When she said the Try Guys, I was like, LGBT.
Right.
Like,
and a G right after that. Listen, man. The moral of the story is, brothers have to go to therapy and start healing whatever trauma is causing you to self-sabotage, especially when you're the coach of a historic franchise in a city that's even more historic for their racism. Topic two. We've gotten so far down the list of things from the 90s to be nostalgic about that we've made it to cannibals. Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story about the original Munch, is one of the most popular shows on Netflix, okay? The creators say they made it to center on the victims, which conveniently ignores objections from survivors and the victims' families who say they prefer not to log into Netflix, hear the dumb noise, and see the guy who ate their cousin's ass and not in the fun way. Now,
damn.
How do I tell you? That's like serial killer humor. Go ahead.
I didn't say a joke.
You said two, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. When retelling these true stories, like, do TV creators have a responsibility to the people they're depicting, or do those stories just belong to the world now?
I think as somebody who's lost a family member, who's seen his brother die, I would think there would have to be some courtesy, because I would have wrote down on a motherfucker if I'd have saw a Netflix commercial come out with my brother being, you know, killed over again. And now there's an interview with one of the sisters of one of the victims who was really emotionally, like, broken at the trial, where she said she didn't want her mother to have to live through it again, and now she's living through it, if she's still alive, through this documentary, so.
Well, that's a great point, because he was out here eating motherfuckers. Right. And, you know, as a big bitch, I'm really concerned about who trying to eat
me. You gotta stop.
No, because I'm concerned. Is somebody trying to eat me?
But I'm glad that now they've removed the LGBTQ
part. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, off the documentary, the hashtag, because that's where they were categorizing this. And I mean, it was, I don't know, I just really feel like how they try to conflate a lot of the different topics that we're talking about between cannibalism, the gay community, all that. It just, to me, it was really distasteful.
But shouldn't we include the bad representation with good representation?
Well,
he wasn't a murderer because he was gay, but he was a gay murderer.
Yeah, right. but that's not representation.
And he was killing a lot of gay men.
He was killing a lot of gay black men. Black men, was killing. Oh, wait, I gotta make this point. He was killing black men. And so this is another point that we have to talk about. When it is talking about black people and the shit we gotta go through, then all of a sudden people wanna turn it into a television show. This was a black person doing something like that, they would not make it so sweet and so find him and where he is and all this nonsense.
I saw the Milwaukee, I think it was the police said that it wasn't the fact that they were gay and black that they couldn't catch him. They just said he was just good at what he was doing.
Well, no, if you look at I did watch the first episode to see if I could digest it. The police actually brought one of the victims back to the house and just left him there because he was uncomfortable that they were gay. So
it's really hard because a lot of these stories, I mean, the thing is, consumers like these stories, audiences watch them. These numbers are crazy for Netflix. So is it our fault for liking to look at these things? Is it their fault for making them?
That's true. I mean, with a lot of the true crime shows, though, it brings awareness to cases that may not have been solved.
That can be.
Those I understand, but this just seems like it's entertainment.
Yeah, but it's not digestible. I mean, I can watch most things. I haven't been able to watch it. I don't want to see a white man eating 14-year-old Asian boys or black men. It's just, to me, it's distasteful all the way around. But it's still going to line Netflix bottom line, and they're going to keep getting money, and they're going to keep preying on our community because that's what they do.
All right, don't use words like digestible when you're talking about this. Personally, I think the problem is murderers are getting too colorful. Like, it's hard not to have a morbid fascination with a dude who made his sloppy joes out of... actual Joes. Like, monsters are interesting to people in America, and maybe Dom is especially interesting because he's the worst case scenario of getting angry.
You're horrible.
What? I'm sitting there trying to have a sensitive, serious conversation.
Sloppy Joes? Hangry?
When we come back,
Chico Bean goes to the beach, and me and Kenya Barris talk some Black-ish. More Hell of a Week in just a minute.
Want to increase your salary? Discover your earning potential with CareerBuilder. CareerBuilder.com knows you have superpowers that make you good to your job. They're called skills. And CareerBuilder.com has tools specially designed to help you move up, like CareerBuilder CoLab. Check out resume examples. Learn what recruiters are looking for. Search salaries. And view different career paths based on your skills. You'll be amazed to know how many ways you can use the skills you already have to build your future. Visit CareerBuilder.com.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Hey, welcome back to Hell of a Week. I'm blessed to still be joined by Kara Swisher, Jason Lee, and Yamanika. That's right. Now, climate change affects us all, but it doesn't affect all of us the same way. Having your house get washed away by rising tides doesn't hurt so bad if it's only your weekend cottage, okay? With summer ending, TV Spicy as Bean Chico Bean took one last trip to two very different beaches, the Hamptons and Brooklyn, to see how the weather feels on both sides of the economic divide. Watch this.
Where you from, Bennett?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, okay. Where you from?
Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn, New York. Well, who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Brooklyn. What's up, Chico Bean?
Brooklyn. His name is Brooklyn. What is climate change?
Pollution, garbage, plastic.
You gotta believe it's out there with the glaciers melting and stuff like that.
So I fully believe that the star Wormwood is going to be hitting the planet on the Pacific Ocean, and that's why the climate is changing.
Okay. Now, are you from this area or?
Yes.
You're from the Hamptons. You grew up in the Hamptons.
Yes. I'm from the city originally, but I've been living out here for 30 years.
If I do believe in climate change, I believe it's a good thing.
I feel at the end of the day, it's all bullshit.
Okay.
Going by the science, it seems like the ocean will come in and people will have to move.
Obviously, the environment's changed. When I travel in Europe as opposed to here, you could tell the sun is different.
I don't think climate change is that big of an issue to the point where 50 years go by and we won't be here.
I don't know what's going to happen in 50 years. It's getting pretty wild out here.
There's a rumor that there's a secret space ark that they are going to take white people up out of the earth if the world comes to an end.
Yes, I've heard about it.
Yeah, I heard about that.
You heard about that? Going up to the moon, you heard about that?
I heard about that.
Come along.
Just come along.
Just come along, grab my hand and let's go.
Kanye West got all the money in the world. Is he up there yet?
No. That's how you get into anywhere. You hold the hand of a lovely white lady and they will let you into anywhere. So which one you think is more dangerous, climate change or a police officer with a pistol?
Oh, a police officer with a pistol.
Why is that? You ain't never been pulled over by the wind,
When
I come to the Hamptons, this is who I'm coming to hang with. Because if we get pulled over, he's going to eat all the drugs. What would you be willing to give up to help the environment?
Using plastic.
Using plastic, all right. So no more protected sex. You good on that?
Certain plastic.
I got you.
What I would really like to give up first is driving.
Don't like turn the shower on while you're like using the bathroom and like then start texting. And like 10 minutes goes by.
Would you give up straws?
I have.
I give up vegan hamburgers because I never had them, so who cares?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually saw a video of a dude drinking beer through a hot dog. So
that's kind of gross.
Glizzy straws.
There is other alternatives.
Yeah, very much so. Come in, you two, just come in. We don't even need Dad. Because Dad is the reason this is all messed up.
It's his fault.
If you could say anything to the old people that are responsible for messing up the environment, what would it be?
Pick up your garbage.
Guys kind of messed up, you know?
They like mess up the world and then they're like, oh, okay, the kids will be able to fix it, not our problem.
You just gotta be respectful to everyone's land. We all live on this earth and it's gotta be right for everyone.
So what would you say to the old people who messed up the world that made it hard for you? What would you tell them?
Leave.
Panel, anything you'd like to say to those kids? Like, I'm sorry, maybe?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. I have four kids. I think about this a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, the stuff we face is really massive. I know everyone was sort of like, whatever, but it's really seriously gonna come down hard. And we have to start finding solutions all over the place, because poor people will get affected much more. Rich people can go to that Elon Musk thing in the sky.
Yeah.
It'll affect everybody, but definitely poor people more.
But 100%. I agree with that brother that the cops are still more dangerous than climate change, but also understand that the cops can also change your climate, because when they kill you, it's cold in that ground.
I'd like to thank Kara, Jason, and Yamanika for being here. Stay tuned for a talk with Kenya Barron. That's gonna get black as fuck when we come back.
Want to increase your salary? Discover your earning potential with CareerBuilder. CareerBuilder.com knows you have superpowers that make you good at your job. They're called skills. And CareerBuilder.com has tools specially designed to help you move up, like CareerBuilder Colab. Check out resume examples. Learn what recruiters are looking for. Search salaries. And view different career paths based on your skills. You'll be amazed to know how many ways you can use the skills you already have to build your future. Visit CareerBuilder.com.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Leesa, the sleep experts. Here at Leesa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Leesa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Hey, welcome back to Hell of a Week. My next guest is one of the most successful television creators on planet Earth. He's the creative force behind all the ish stuff, Blackish, Mixedish, Grownish, the co-writer of Girls Trip, and his latest work is a television event he made with Kid Cudi called Intergalactic, which drops on Netflix September 30th. Please welcome Kenya Barris. How you doing, my brother?
What's up, bro?
You know, it's interesting, right? Because everybody sees all the success now, but before Blackish, you had a long career as a TV writer.
Like, yeah.
Is it true you wrote and pitched 18 pilots?
I think it was maybe 19, but yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And which one was the one to hit? Was it?
It was Blackish. I mean, I shot a few. You know what I'm saying? I sold them all. Mm-hmm. I shot a few. A couple came close, but Blackish was the one. And it was the first time the reason I think I was like, I'm tired of what people think. Mm-hmm. I used to write shows, and I would write about with black families, and then I would change the names to white families. To be like, here you go. And because I was trying to, like, you know, write, and they were, and so I finally was like, you know what, I'm just gonna do my story.
That's what, that's like people who lie about being white when they're trying to get an apartment.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you gotta do that.
What do we have to do to get a girlfriend's movie a miniseries? Because I look at it, right? You were a writer on Girlfriends, you know, Tracee Ellis Ross has gone on to have super success. Like, why can't y'all make that happen?
Well, it's not mine. That's Mara Brockett-Kill's show.
I'm sure she would love to connect with you to make that happen.
I would love to see that happen. I'm doing the
need closure, bro.
I'm doing the Martin pilot. I'm in the Martin documentary. And I looked at the Martin, welcome, you know, what's it when they come back, the reunion?
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, I literally still watch Martin at night and laugh hard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I would love to see that come back, even if it's just a one-off. You know what I'm saying? So I think there's room for that.
Okay. Now, Girls Trip 2, is that happening?
I hope so.
Okay.
My deal happened.
Because I heard that it can't get done because the women don't feel like they're getting paid what they're worth at this point.
I don't know about that. You know what I'm saying? I feel like they definitely deserve a check. Mm-hmm. It was a massive, I think it was the biggest female comedy, definitely of the year, maybe of all time.
Yeah, talk to us about the Wizard of Oz 2, man. You recently said that the Wizard of Oz 2 is coming out and you want to have more LGBTQ representation. What does that mean? Like, other than the Cowardly Lion, who we know is gay, what does that mean?
I mean, like we talked about, I think that it was a clickbait moment. You know what I'm saying? Okay. What I really said was the Wizard of Oz, when it came out, was a mirror turned on the Great Depression. They lived in the Dust Bowl. It was a mirror turned on the world, if the world got to see it. I would love to have the same sort of thing, not doing the Wiz, but I would love to turn, this is a great time to turn the mirror on the world. Mm-hmm. So I felt like I wanted to say that, and it became like I was just gonna make, you know, Queer Eye version of Wizard of Oz. That's not what I'm saying. Yeah. I feel like I want to make sure everyone is represented.
When we say representation, like, it always feels like it's about race or sexuality, but like, why not like black Muslims?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I would love to. Why can't all the munchkins be black Muslims?
The fruit of Islam.
The fruit of Islam. Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. You know why not?
I'm open to it. I'm serious. I'm not even joking.
Yeah.
Like, that's a good idea. So now I'm going to... Now I can seem like I took it.
The like, munchkins be the fruit of Islam with the bow tie? That'd be fire.
That'd be crazy.
You got a lot of hits. Right? What do you think your misses have been, if any? What about Coming to America 2, Kenny?
So let's talk about Coming to America 2.
Yes.
Let's talk about Coming to America. I wrote Coming to America 2. I wish that there were some things that were done differently in Coming to America 2. I would have loved to have seen some of the things that we cut out and put back. I would have loved to have gone to Africa. You know, it was shot in
Rick Ross's yard.
Rick Ross's yard in Atlanta. You know, there was an original character I wrote for Dave Chappelle, you know.
Oh, wow.
That I would have loved, loved to have had him, and I think he would have murdered it, and he thought about doing it, I'm saying.
Well, talk to us about the animated project you got with Kid Cudi, man, Intergalactic.
It's sort of the funnest and most sort of interesting thing I've worked on.
All right.
Animation and music, if you do it right, it lasts forever.
Mm-hmm.
First time it's ever happened, an album, every track on the album goes along with the episode.
Mm-hmm.
And he held that music for 3 years. And I
just for the show?
Just for the show. And that's the kind of passion you have. Like, these are hits. I'm really, really, really proud of it. And I feel like my name of my production company was gonna be We'll See. Because I never want to say something's great and good or not. I don't know. I don't want to.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Give it up for Kenya Barris, everybody. Make sure to check out Intergalactic on Netflix September 30th. When we come back, more Hell of a Week.
Thank you so much.
Want to increase your salary? Discover your earning potential with CareerBuilder. CareerBuilder.com knows you have superpowers that make you good to your job. They're called skills. And CareerBuilder.com has tools specially designed to help you move up, like CareerBuilder CoLab. Check out resume examples. Learn what recruiters are looking for. Search salaries. And view different career paths based on your skills. You'll be amazed to know how many ways you can use the skills you already have to build your future. Visit CareerBuilder.com.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Leesa, the sleep experts. Here at Leesa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Leesa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Hey, welcome back to Hell of a Week. Now, before we go, I'd like to take a moment to talk about the Woman King. No, not that Woman King. The original Woman King. OG Gail King, okay? Her office, that's right. Her office is right down the hallway from mine. A god and a king share office space only in America. But what we don't share is breakfast. And when my staff left a stack of breakfast souffles in the break room, we did not expect Gail King to take one, nor did we expect to get a note confessing to the crime. Yes, it reads, "Dear Team Charlemagne, I took an artichoke souffle. I was very hungry. I hope it's okay. If not, I will pay." And it's signed, Gail King. Gail, if you're out there, I would like to say you are a class act. This note proves it. I am honored you chose to eat one of our artichoke souffles, and you are giving a master class in coof by leaving this note. And also, hell yeah, we want to get paid. Now, the souffle itself wasn't too costly, but with shipping and handling, overhead, security deposit, interest, inflation, emotional damages, and punitive compensation, my accountants say you owe me exactly $22,300.18. We take Venmo, we take PayPal, we take cash. And don't tell me you ain't got it. Your salary from CBS News is on Google. And we all know you're friends with the original Black Oprah. Love you, Gail. I love you, Gail. I go by the name of Charlemagne the God, and it's been a hell of a week. We'll see you next Thursday. Peace. So be sure to listen to Hell of a Week with Charlemagne the God wherever you get your podcast.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyer's.com today.